Welcome to the Pepper Loud Podcast.
And welcome to the Pepper Loud Podcast, Sunday, April 7th, 2019, show number 235.
Here are your hosts, Steve and Lee.
We are back for episode two. I gotta say though, episode three, unfortunately, I gotta break this to you and our fans here over the air, Steve. I'm not gonna be here in the country next week for keeping our consistency.
We just started. We just fucking started. What are you talking about?
So my wife and I were going on a little trip next week.
Not to brag, but you have a wife, okay.
We will unfortunately be out of the country.
Where are you going?
So we're going to Korea.
Oh.
Maybe catch some KBO action, see what's going on out there with the Samsung Lions. But unfortunately,
wait,
will not
really
be
called the Samsung Lions?
Yeah, there's like a
bunch
of
teams. Is Samsung a city?
No, but they're like the Kia Tigers, the LG Twins, the KT Wiz.
Do they play in like cities or do they just...
They play in cities owned by all these conglomerates or chibbles, as they're known, that are out there.
Interesting.
Yeah, little fun fact.
I had no idea.
They're actually, did you read the Peter Gammons? I guess let's get into it here. Some of the interesting news and notes from the weekend.
I've read a lot of his incoherent tweets.
Peter Gammons had a really good piece on like pitchers.
And imagine the editor's editing process on a Peter Gammons piece.
Whoever helped edit it and put it together, hats off to them.
Like, you know, really remember how like the Players Tribune gets like shit on for like having people ghostwrite these articles and giving them to like the players?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what Peter Gammons has going on for The Athletic right now.
Most likely. But if you have a second to read it and you have an Athletic subscription, highly recommend it. Don't beg on Facebook for a Athletic subscription login. Pay the money. It's worth it.
It's Peter always Gammons, on sale. It's always on sale. Every time they get a new writer, which is every day, they get a new sale.
Gammons' piece was essentially talking about guys who went from America, went to either Korea or Japan, learned some things about themselves, got better, came back, and you've seen a trend now. Mikolas, the Cardinals pitcher, Brazier, the Red Sox reliever. I mean, I guess it seems like it's more so with pitchers maybe than hitters, but pretty interesting.
Eric Timms.
Yeah, exactly. Hitters too. Power hitters, I guess, too. So yeah, I'm going to be out there. Unfortunately, yes, our two-game win streak of doing a show here is going to come to a screeching halt.
I can't believe it.
Maybe I'll send in some dispatches from the road, some sights and sounds.
Some of the fields in Korea, they have like that softball-looking field, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stadiums are just giant, like almost like Tropicana.
But they're like dirt infields.
Yeah, I think a lot of them have dirt infields.
What the hell is that about? You should get to the bottom of this.
I will find out. I mean, it does get pretty cold and rainy there, so I assume that's why a lot of domes exist. Actually, I got it up here. So each team in the KBO is allowed to have 3 foreign players.
What?
Let me read some team. You know, because they cap it, because they want it to, they don't want it to like just be like basically the American minor league system out there or washed up players. Casey Kelly, former Red Sox.
Know that.
Jacob Turner, formerly of the
Tigers.
Do not
mind the cat squealing like a banshee right now.
What's another? Christian Bethencourt. I would say those are the biggest names. Chad Bell, the pitcher. Yeah, good stuff. So anyway, episode 235. If you liked what you heard last week, please subscribe, rate, and review. This is our second show, like we said, of the 2019 season. What we're hoping to do here with the show moving forward is keep it to about 20 minutes light listening for you guys on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of your work week, where we're going to recap the previous week in baseball, look ahead to some of what's going to go on.
And some podcasts are like 3 hours long. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've been listening. What's in your rotation these days? Before we get into the baseball, give me your quick top five podcast rotation.
Oh, my top five. Well, Your Kickstarter Sucks is my number one. Big fan of that. I'm a Patreon subscriber of that as well. Chapo Trap House, for my socialism bros out there. I'm not going to name my other favorite one, but it's, if you are familiar with those two podcasts, I'm sure you can figure out what it is.
C-Town.
C-Town, yeah. C-Town. Not one to brag about. Those are really the only three I listen to.
Here's my rapid fire quick five. The Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast. The
Basic Bitch.
The David Chang podcast, the Rewatchables podcast.
You like some Ringer bullshit right here. What the hell does David Chang have to talk about?
He's very good. He's a very good host. He may be better than you. He may be better than you, Steve. So.
Well, I mean, I don't even have a microphone. Like, I'm not trying to be the best.
Still listen to The Starters and For a Little Culture. I'll throw this in. I've only listened to one episode, but Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Very good.
Oh.
But
well, you got all that from one episode, huh?
Well, if you want to learn, if you want to broaden your horizons beyond just the Ringer network of illustrious talent and personality, I highly recommend it.
Fair enough.
But anyway, our podcast here, Pepper Allowed, Pepper_Allowed on Twitter.
Oh, I like the Deadcast too from Deadspin with Drew McGarry and David Roth.
Shout out to Drew McGarry and his health and welfare. All right, let's get into it here, Steve. Week of baseball, I think the major storyline off the top here, the good teams are bad, and the bad teams are bad. Are good.
Except for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are good.
But they're just going to lose the World Series. The Cubs, the Yankees, anyway. The Red Sox.
Hey, Yankees are over 500 now.
And anything we can take out of, well, yes, and they've played the Orioles about 25 times somehow in 10 games. What can we take away, if anything? Obviously, we're only 9-10 games in the season here, but is anything stood out as a worrying sign for any of these teams to you?
I think the World Series hangover is potentially real for the Red Sox, where if you think about it, Nathan Eovaldi, this is why you don't trust a guy like Nathan Eovaldi. He's been like an enigma his entire life, just throwing like super hard, but like never having great results. He goes and has like 3 weeks of really good results and then two Tommy John surgeries, and then the Red Sox just work him into the goddamn ground, which they should have. But they also should have just let him walk away instead of giving him $75 million, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, Chris Sale throwing like 78-mile-per-hour fastballs right now. The Red Sox pitching, just giving up bomb after bomb after bomb. Rick Porcello having a mini meltdown in the bullpen, or in the dugout in Arizona the other day. I think that World Series hangover is legitimate. Their bullpen is suspect. You know, think of it this way. They scored 8 runs the other day. They still lost by 7. Like, that's not – it's not what you want from your defending champ. So they're, I think, 3-8 right now. I think that's something to be – keep an eye on. I wouldn't say concerned about. The Yankees, it's hard to tell just because of the amount of injuries. You know, it's hard to really gauge what their true like baseline is. So I'm more wait and see with them. The Cubs kind of suck too. I don't know what they're doing. They kind of didn't really do anything in the offseason though. Like, this is a team that won the World Series, what, 2 years ago? Been in the playoffs every year for the past like 4 years. And what have they done to kind of improve in the past like 2 seasons?
So let's park on them for a second. You would have thought, because as you were talking about last year having a lackluster season, undergoing maybe that World Series hangover, that the Red Sox are currently
yeah, but the Cubs won the World Series 3 years ago.
Yeah, so but because they were so poor last year, I guess my point is it kind of felt like the stars were aligning where everyone was healthy. You heard all the right things coming out of spring training. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Bryant being healthy, but a lot of these things trending in the right direction, and obviously not a great start. And then Theo Epstein also chiming in saying, quote, quote saying, "It's on me." There's always a search for scapegoats when you get off to a tough start. And then he kind of took the blame. He said, don't blame the pitching coach, don't blame the owners, don't blame anyone else here except for me. So kind of doing a hand up, my bad. But kind of interesting to do that already, only 8 games into the season.
It's weird. It's weird. And yeah,
Darvish is a Cubs fan. That's the problem.
Right? He is a horrible pitcher. It's just, I don't know if it's just like the shelf life, because like Japanese pitchers throw so many innings before they come to the States, but yeah, I don't know what happened to that dude.
So I can't say I watched the game, but in Darvish's first start, and I guess some of his last couple spring training starts, I guess his velocity was there. Some of that break that he had on his obviously breaking pitches had that bite. But I guess the command and the control, he had something like 15 walks in spring training, something absurd number. And so it seems like that maybe is not there. But encouraging sign to have the velocity and the movement there if you're a Cubs fan. So we will see about the Cubs. One team on the positive side of things that's surprising, the Seattle Mariners are 9-2.
That break Japan them trip, up. Japan trip five home runs already.
Tim Beckham leading the major leagues in WAR with 1.1 wins above replacement. I think he was removed from the game today for a maybe a soft tissue muscle injury. But are they legit? I mean, they have...
No.
No. Why no? I'll make my case yes, but I want to hear your case no.
Who do they have on their team? It is April 7th.
True. I guess why I'm a little more optimistic about him is the infield now of D. Gordon, Tim Beckham, Ryan Healy. You're going to get Kyle Seager back. Not great in the long term.
Yeah, you just named four mediocre to below average players.
But up the middle in Gordon and Beckham, you have guys with talent. Beckham has always been a guy who...
You say Gordon and Beckham. Do you know Gordon Beckham's still in baseball? He plays for the Tigers.
I did not know that.
I was watching Yankees-Tigers this week, and he started a game at third, and I was like, Gordon Beckham still plays. Unbelievable. Anyway, back to your point.
Points up the middle, they're not bad.
They are pretty bad.
You're going to have, between Bruce and Encarnacion, if you can get lucky in... Either guy hits 40 home runs. That's obviously
that's a big ask.
And then when it comes to the rotation, the Japanese pitcher Kikuchi, not bad. And then Marco Gonzalez, I think, had a really underrated 2018 and is off to a great start this year. So not terrible. Again, we are 11 games of the season for them.
So you think they have a legitimate shot to top the Houston Astros?
No, okay. Definitely not.
Just double checking on that.
But these performances so far, not good. I mean, not bad. Maybe that's a Freudian slip there. So we will see with them. The other takeaway here, speaking of Tim Beckham leading the majors in WAR, number two is Mike Trout with also 1.1 wins above replacement, hitting a grand slam the other day.
Four straight homers are homering in four straight games, including today.
Isn't that unreal? He's only played 9 games and he has 1.1 wins above replacement. I got 2018's list of WAR leaders. The aforementioned Encarnacion only had one win above replacement and had 579 plate appearances. Joe Mauer, one win above replacement. Him. Josh Bell, 0.9 wins above replacement.
John, do you see O'Neill Huntington, GM of the Pirates, comments about Josh Bell?
What did he say?
So some scouts... were quoted saying like Josh Bell's a waste. He has like a bad body and like he's someone you can't rely on. And Neil Huntington straight up called like old school scouts racist. It's pretty interesting.
Do you want to stay on the Pirates? Did you see that fight today?
Yeah, Chris Archer, baby.
What'd you think? So setting
who
up
cares? It's
Derek Dietrich hit a bomb off of Chris Archer.
He did really pimp the shit out of it, too.
Really pimped it. Probably didn't move for a solid two count, maybe even
Ken Griffey
count.
Jr. did that all the time. No one cared.
The next time he was up to bat, Chris Archer throws one behind him, gets a warning. The Reds are not happy. They think he should have been tossed.
Puig,
bench is clear.
Not happy.
No punches thrown, but a lot of pushing, shoving, and Puig was right in the middle.
Puig,
but,
so new team doesn't care. He's still one of the boys.
So you didn't like it, or what'd you think?
I think what Archer did was bullshit. Just if don't give up bombs if you don't like it. Like it's as simple as that. And then who the fuck got thrown out? The closer of the Pirates, Vasquez.
Mm-hmm.
He had a quote along the lines of. Joey Votto can pimp a home run, but a guy who's never done it can't. Like, why not? If I hit a home run, I would pimp the shit out of it. And the best thing about it was that in, like, his fourth at-bat of the game, Dietrich hit another just absolute bomb into the Allegheny River. He pimped it, but not nearly as much. I think he should have just, like, done the Ricky Henderson, like, or the, what was it, Barry Bonds did, like, the spin around. Mm-hmm. He should have done that on the second one. But
I want to disagree, but I'm with you because for a reason that you haven't said, though, the pitcher who led it up was Chris Archer. Chris Archer has to be the most demonstrative guy on the mound in baseball, right?
Remember when people used to get pissed at Jabba Chamberlain for like pumping his fist?
I mean, Archer does the fist is pumping with the pirouette off the
mound. Yeah, he like jumps
times with him. Which Chris Archer
used to be good, not anymore.
Which I don't mind, but again, if he can dish it, you got to be able to take it, I guess, right? As it goes.
The big hidden thing about that brawl was how ridiculous the Pirates looked wearing their pillbox caps, pushing people around.
You not a fan?
No.
The We Are Family look?
Not at all.
Well, like I said, I guess I'm with you on the side. Even though he did really, really, really take a long look at that home run.
It was a bomb. A bomb off a brand name. You're Derek Dietrich. Live it up.
I'm with you on all accounts. And then just the irony of Chris Archer of all people to get mad about someone lingering a little bit too long.
I mean, it's genuinely possible that Chris Archer's control just sucks that much that he just happened to throw behind him.
A big bounce back candidate for 2019, but
no.
Touched up a little bit today by the pathetic Reds. Yeah, I mean, other topics right now. Julio, as we're talking right now, Julio Urias on the mound, Sunday Night Baseball, Dodgers, Rockies.
Tonight. Hey, do you ever notice when A-Rod calls a game, he calls them like the Dodgers or the Red Sox?
His enunciation of certain words, he like over-enunciates some words. And then
he really does.
He'll screw up certain words too, but that's why we love him.
He's a weird guy.
Speaking of A-Rod, did you see the trailer to Screwball, the Billy Corbin documentary?
No.
I think in theaters now, Billy Corbin was doing a bunch of press. Maybe we'll put in the trailer at the end of this so you can give it a listen.
When was the last time you went to the movies?
To the actual movies?
Yeah, you like said, wait, we went to a movie. What was the last movie you went to?
What were the best pictures this year? I saw a bunch of them. We saw Vice. We saw...
Once again, bragging about a wife, saying we.
Vice, Bohemian Rhapsody, Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know. What about
Bohemian
you?
Rhapsody is very problematic. I think I think I saw the Post in theaters like last year.
2 years ago?
Maybe. So when did Dunkirk come out? Going to the movies is fucking agony.
Well, if you want to go to the movies, we'll play the trailer of Screwball.
The people
but revisits.
If you're a listener and you scandal. Put your feet on like the top of the chair, and someone's head is next to your feet, you deserve to be shot in the head.
Well, nowadays they have like these luxury seats that
give so much space in between each row. The thought like anyone who puts their feet up high and like someone's head is right next to their feet. You are the rudest human on earth, and I hope you really think twice about your life choices.
Wow. Sound like an movie angry theater etiquette. Man these days. Angry, angry old man who's a homeowner.
It's possible. Yeah, there's some weird shit going on outside. The worst part, I'm home alone right now. Mrs. Steve left me, and my cat's losing his goddamn mind at some creature outside. So I'm just going to sleep with a knife.
Since we're only 10 games in the season, I'm not sure it's worth it to overreact to anything else here. Give me your top three tips of being a homeowner.
Ooh. Don't do it. no, I'm kidding, kind of. Buy a house. If you're not handy, buy a house that's done. That's what I did. I live next to a school, which I wouldn't recommend it now living next to a school just because there's a lot of traffic at certain points of the day. And then yard work sucks. Don't do that either. Just buy a condo that has someone take care of everything.
Some good tips.
They are good tips. Home,
make sure you do your due diligence on your house purchases. But Steve,
I'm underwater, bro.
It's important that people follow the Twitter account. Again, Pepper_Loud. Were you tweeting this week? I thought you were going to tweet.
I tweeted a couple times.
Anything good?
No. I'm not good at Twitter.
Well, we're going to win baseball Twitter soon with our awesome content. You know, I'm going to shoot some stuff from Korea and I'm going to post it. It's great Wi-Fi out there, so I should be able to get some video.
Is the Wi-Fi better in Korea?
It's amazing out there. And they're also the first to have 5G. So
really?
Very exciting.
I mean, their sports teams are named after TV companies, so.
I mean, Steinbrenner's... Steinbrenner's are shipping? Is that their background?
You give your theory. I want you to share your theory with everyone on the Steinbrenners and why they didn't sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado or Patrick Corbin even.
All right, this is a theory based on nothing but my gut intuition, but I believe the Steinbrenners are in an internal family succession squabble, and I think a lot of them may be short on cash because...
But they have Brian Cashman.
Oh, good one. This podcast is really going to take off with jokes like that.
If it showed up every fucking week, we'd have a bit better following.
I think they're broke, and I think they want money. They want the Yankees to make money and make a profit, so that goes back into their pockets. And I think they've told Hal, you can't spend our free agents. You got to stay below the luxury tax. And
they're above it.
Balance sheet of the 2019 Yankees season needs to be in the green so we can all have a little cash so the daughter can do her fancy philanthropic soirees. Hank can, I don't know what the fuck he's going to be doing out in Cleveland with his money, but he definitely needs it. And Hal, I would say Hal probably saves his money and lives modestly, but I think he has to manage, you know, he's only got 33% of the family share. So
Hal is basically, if mayonnaise were morphed into a human, that would be Hal Steinbrenner.
I mean, my theory is Hal, though, is the guy holding it all together, though, even though he is maybe mayonnaise.
He's the Michael Bluth of the situation.
Exactly.
Hank is definitely Job.
So with that, again, follow us on Twitter, pepper_loud.
Botching this whole thing.
I am ready for vacation, Steve.
Oh, are you?
Any final words for the people here after show number 2 of the 2019 season for Pepper Aloud?
So there's a chance I might be dead judging by what's outside right now in this isolated home, so pray for me.
Trevor Bauer, play us out and listen for that exclusive. By exclusive, I mean ripped from
YouTube.
Yeah,
do we have authorization to share this?
Well, fair use.
About my reputation is 'cause you don't know me. Nope. You don't know me.
Why not?
You judge me on appearance. You don't judge me on my merits 'cause you don't know me.
Nope.
You don't know me.
Why not?
You hide behind a mask to facilitate attacks, but you don't know me. You won't know me.
There's a saying, never meet your heroes because they'll break your heart. From the moment I remember, I wanted to be a baseball player. It was the American dream. I got kicked off the team for smoking weed. It was a disaster. My plan was go into medicine.
The Belize School of Medical and Performing Arts.
What is Florida about? It's about vanity and sex. It was a perfect place for the anti-aging movement.
Especially down here in Miami, everyone's things now.
There's almost no regulations.
You'd have people who pretended to be doctors, given all types of medical advice.
He had a white lab coat that said Dr. Tony Bosch. He had a stethoscope around his neck. Yeah, I assumed he was a doctor.
Manny was the first VIP client. Within weeks, his focus was much better. He felt a lot quicker.
This guy says, yeah, my cousin's in the Yankees.
It was A-Rod.
He says, I want whatever Manny was taking. I had a true believer right away. You know, 7 days after he started my program, he went ahead and in one game, he hit 3 home runs. And he said, I'll give you an extra $150,000 a year if you give me an exclusivity. I said, for $200,000, you got a deal.
Listen, each home run costs money.
At this time, Biogenesis had close to 300 athletes. We were consuming so much product, I had to go to the black market.
Okay, I just stumbled across some kind of steroid ring.
I didn't think I was going to get caught. I was busy going to parties. My cocaine bill was $6,000 a month.
The biggest steroid scandal in sports history exploded over $4,000.
I said, look, if I don't get my money, I'll blow this whole thing up.
It was just an absolute clown show.
Get rid of steroids now.
This is my whole life, my legacy. You tell me why I should serve one inning.
Tony Bosch is not a doctor. Tony Bosch is a drug dealer.
Coke addict, bad son, bad father, bad brother, bad everything.
What can you tell us about that?
No comment.
He's lucky he's not in the canal anywhere.
This guy's connected. A lot of people involved. Don't do this. You're going to get killed. So I got my 9mm.
For every sleazy thing Major League Baseball did in trying to pay witnesses, threatening people to cooperate, A-Rod and his crew were doing almost the exact same thing.
He pretty much can forget the Hall of Fame.
It was almost like, hey, Mom, I made it to the big leagues, but in a different way, you know?
You can't make this up.